From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The World Health Organization has good news today for the United States and the United Kingdom. They are now off the official list of SARS-affected areas. Meanwhile, health officials in Hong Kong are reporting something that could threaten efforts to control the new respiratory disease, relapses in a dozen people who had seemingly recovered. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
The World Health Organization considers a country to be affected by SARS if there's been a new case in the last 20 days in someone who had acquired the disease in that country, someone who didn't get infected somewhere else where the disease is common. Both the U.S. and the U.K. have passed that hurdle, according to the WHO's David Heyman. He spoke in a teleconference from Geneva with reporters typing in the background.
What's going on is a massive, massive effort in these countries to contain the outbreak. And we believe that these countries are containing the outbreak.
But he says the U.S. and the U.K. must remain vigilant.
Now the question remains is, once the disease has been contained in these countries, can they defend themselves against further importation? We believe they can.
Vietnam, the first country to report SARS, came off the affected list several days before the U.S. and the U.K. Added to the list, Mongolia. Heyman is worried about the spread of the disease in developing countries.
If this becomes a developing country disease, which we cannot effectively contain, what we will see is that there will be countries in the world that are seeding this disease throughout the world on a regular basis.
One way that could happen is if people who've seemingly recovered get ill again. While there have been media reports of 12 people in Hong Kong having relapses, epidemiologists say it's a very open question. Marjorie Pollack watches infectious diseases around the world in her job as one of the moderators of ProMed, an online listserv for emerging infectious diseases.
It's too early to be alarmed. It just raises questions we need answers to.
And there are many questions.
First and foremost, we need to have a lot more information on the individual cases to know, number one, were these confirmed SARS cases to begin with?
Did the 12 have the virus itself? And is the virus there in the relapse, or are the symptoms due to some other condition? And of global importance,
are these people still infectious to others?
The basic epidemiology also argues against a big problem. No other country has reported cases of relapse. Of the 834 people who've recovered in Hong Kong to date, only 12 have developed new symptoms. Pollack says they don't seem to be giving SARS to others.
To date, we don't have information suggesting that there is transmission later on in the course of the illness.
Pollack suspects that if relapse is occurring, it may somehow be related to treatment. The WHO's David Heyman suspects it may be treatment with steroids, commonly used in Hong Kong. That's because steroids damp down the immune response. Good because it reduces swelling in the lungs, but it doesn't eliminate the virus.
We have a feeling that some of these relapses may be due to steroid therapy, which was tapered off and possibly tapered off too rapidly. But we're not yet certain.
Both Heyman and Pollack agree that it's a situation worth monitoring. More than 80 doctors who treat SARS cases will meet by video conference early next week to try and puzzle it out. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.